WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Winter weather alert coverage this morning, with some schools making the decision to delay their open due to slick roads. The latest updates at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app. Crews are out most of Sunday laying down salt and brine ahead of this storm. It's been a familiar scene since Governor Murphy's administration proclaimed us the brining state after the mismanagement of a storm in November of last year. Environmentalists and a good number of you have questioned whether it's all necessary. That debate is likely to continue, but we can certainly tell you to this point, it hasn't been cheap.
Even though snow totals have been relatively low so far this winter season, Marin Bellick of the Jersey DOT says the salt, plow, and brine guys have been very busy.
This winter, we've responded to 28 events, and last winter, so from 2017 to 2018, there were 33 events in total.
She adds the DOT has already spent $38 million to keep Jersey roads clear, but they are able to get whatever funds are needed from the Treasury Department to keep the motoring public safe. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The White House is refusing to rule out the possibility of another federal government shutdown as negotiators clash over whether to limit the number of migrants authorities can detain, creating a new hurdle for border security compromise that Congress can accept. Harsh words from the Long Branch police chief about one of his officers, Chief Jason Roebuck, issued a statement. He says, with outrage and disappointment, veteran officer Patrick Joyce charged with groping a woman at a private party in a local bar. He's suspended without pay, may be terminated. Chief Roebuck called Joyce an embarrassment and apologized for his behavior. A new phone scam is targeting New Jersey residents, and it appears to come from a legitimate source, the state police. But troopers are warning you they will never ask for your Social Security information over the phone. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with more on how this scam works. Patrick?
Eric, state police even know the number that will come up on your phone, so you'll want to memorize and recognize it. 609-452-2601. That is an actual office number for the NJSP's Transportation Safety Bureau. The police say a man with a foreign accent will address the recipient of the call, claiming that person's Social Security number has been tied to numerous officer complaints. The man already has your name and address and will claim the state police have been trying to reach you by mail, but you haven't responded. This is called spoofing, and police say you should hang up immediately, then report it. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. A gym teacher at West Milford High School charged with offering to pay a teen student for sexual videos. 32-year-old Christopher Shanice is facing abuse, endangerment, and misconduct charges for his conduct with a 17-year-old student. School officials are not commenting. Every state lawmaker in New Jersey believes our schools need a uniform set of rules to govern how long they hold onto security camera footage, so in the event of an alleged abuse case, there is no fear the evidence has vanished.
Waiting for action by the governor is a measure that requires the attorney general develop protocol for retaining school surveillance footage. Assemblywoman Verlina Reynolds-Jackson says currently schools may only keep the footage for 30 days, maybe 2 weeks.
Things are now digitally, you could put it in the cloud. It's not the times of the past where we physically had to have it.
Holding on to this video, she says, can protect students, but also staff in the event of false accusations. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.